Hi, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Chickling.
And we are learning about our story article this month. All right, so we saw in day one that a 9-year-old boy, Ender, was learning how to command fleets in a potential or maybe an upcoming war against an alien species, right? So in the past, these aliens, the buggers, tried to wipe out humans. Now,
and Ender, we called him Ender, is one of the best students at the school.
That's right. He's going to a battle school to learn how to fight against these aliens. So there, he often beats the war games that his teachers ask him to play.
And he doesn't have many friends because he's always busy with school.
That's kind of a not great life, is it? All right. Well, he does really well in the school. So the teachers put Ender in charge of some war games. And his team is always winning these games. Even though some of the players aren't as good as him. What happens next?
And then Ender finishes battle school and goes to command school, where he has to play simulated war games against the buggers.
All right, well, we're going to find out what's happening at command school and afterwards in today's article, so let's get started.
Reading.
Ender's Game. The better Ender does in the games, the harder they become. Ender begins having terrible dreams about the buggers, though. He starts to hate command school. When the final test comes, he uses his fleet to bomb the bugger planet, destroying it. The generals cheer and then tell Ender that the battles were not actually simulated. Ender was controlling real human spaceships as they fought the buggers. Now he has wiped the aliens' army out. Ender doesn't want to live on Earth anymore after the war, so he makes his way to some planets where the buggers used to live. On one of them, Ender meets the last bugger queen. One of the games he played at battle school allows him to communicate with her. The queen tells him that the buggers never wanted to kill humans. Meanwhile, humans wanted the buggers' resources and started the war. To stop the buggers from dying out, Ender takes the queen's eggs and looks for a planet where the buggers can live in peace.
All right, the first line of our article today says, "The better Ender does in the games, the harder they become." Now, they there is the games, and this has a grammar point in it, the sentence, so we're going to learn more about that from Chicklin.
Okay, so the more, 然后怎么样怎么样 the more 就是用比较级来表示越怎么样就会越怎么样的意思。所以第一个 the 引导的是副词子句，那第二个 the 带领的才是主要的子句哦。那我们再看一下刚刚的句子。The better Ender does in the games, the harder they become. 所以意思就是 Ender 游戏里面越厉害，玩得越厉害，游戏就越来越难的意思。So we will make a few sentences here. We can say, the more I think about the ideas, the more doubtful I become. 就是我越想 越去想，我就越觉得怀疑。或者是呢 the higher you climb up the mountain, the colder it gets. 你爬越高，山爬到越高，你就会越冷。或者是呢 the less money you spend, the more you save. 就是你花越少的钱，你可以存越多。
That's true. I should learn that lesson. All right. Well, the games are getting harder and harder, and this is not easy for Ender. It says here in the article, Ender begins having terrible dreams about the buggers, though. So, you know, when things get really hard at work and you get stressed out in your dreams, you might have really terrible dreams about bad things happening. And that's what's happening here. He's starting to have these bad dreams, and that's going to lead to something else. It also says here in the article, he starts to hate command school. Now, I'm surprised it took him this long, to be honest, because he doesn't have any friends, and all he's doing is playing these terrible games, and it just sounds like a really bad life. But let's find out what happens. It says, When the final test comes, remember that's the final test for command school, mm-hmm. he uses his fleet to bomb the bugger planet, destroying it. So he's, you know, he's done this test. He thinks, I've done a great job mm-hmm. on this test. Like, now I can leave command school and have it yeah. over with, right? So what he's done in the game is to destroy the bugger planet. Now, destroy is a verb, and when you destroy something, you damage or harm it until it can no longer be used because it is gone, ruined, or too broken. Here's an example. After I dropped my phone on the road, a car ran over it and destroyed it.
Wow. Okay, so destroy 就是毁灭或破坏的意思。所以期末考来的时候呢 ,Ender 就用他的舰队炸掉了外星人 Bugger 的星球然后整个把它破坏掉。So we can make a few sentences here.、Mm-hmm. 我们可以说啊 ,The island was destroyed by the massive ocean waves. 啊、哦、这个岛被大浪摧毁了。Or Josh destroyed his marriage by cheating on his wife. That's not good. Okay, so Josh 因为出轨破坏了他的婚姻。
Not good things to do. yeah. All right, well, you know, he's done this test. He's destroyed the planet. I think that means he's obviously mm-hmm. passed the exam. And we can guess that here from this sentence. It says, the generals cheer and then tell Ender that the battles were not actually simulated.All right, so this is bad news mm-hmm. for Ender, but it's good news for the gender,、yeah. or the generals, I guess.、Mm-hmm. All right, so let's find out what it means by the generals cheer. Cheer is a verb, and when you cheer, you shout to show that you are happy about something. For instance, because somebody has been successful, or maybe a team has won a game. Here's an example. The audience cheered when the pop star finished singing her last song.
所以 cheer 就是有欢呼为谁谁谁喝彩的意思。那这边是当动词哦，在我们的文章里面。So it could also be a noun, 也可以当名词哦。那当是名词的时候 ，it means a loud shout of encouragement or a feeling of happiness. 所以意思其实是差不多，就是用来当名词。So the generals are happy because now that the aliens are destroyed, but it's not a good news for Ender. 但在英文里面呢，我们也都可以说啊 ，cheer up. 我们也可以说 cheer somebody up, which means to make somebody feel happier or cheerful. So we can say, I tried to cheer him up, but all he wanted was to be alone. 我试图要让他振作，但是他只想要独处耶。Or, the crowd cheered when the movie star appeared. 当电影明星出现的时候，大家就欢呼。或者是呢 his performance received cheers and a standing ovation. 他的表现得到了欢呼跟起立的鼓掌。
Okay, so there was a reason why the generals were cheering in that sentence, and that's because they said the war games were not actually simulated, so they were real. Now, we use this adverb actually here to show that the thing most people think is true or right is actually different in some way. Now, in the article, Ender believed that he destroyed the aliens in a game.Then, he found out that this was not true. The game was actually real. Here's an example sentence. Henry ordered a salad at the fast food restaurant because he wanted to be healthy. But his friend told him that the salads there are actually not healthy either.
Okay, so actually 就是实际上事实上的意思。所以之前打那些战斗游戏其实都不是假的耶，是真的。所以 actually 它这个字呢 is an adverb, 就是副词 and it comes from the adjective actual.、Mm-hmm. 那我们就可以说 the actual price was higher than I had thought. 就实际价格其实比我当初想的还要贵耶。或者是呢 she may look intimidating, but she's actually a very kind person.、Mm-hmm. 她可能看起来很吓人但事实上她是个非常善良的人。
Okay, so in this war game, that's why we use those quotation marks in the first time, in the first day. So Ender was, it says here, Ender was controlling real human spaceships as they fought the buggers. So he thought they were a game, they weren't. They were real spaceships.
So spaceship is a vehicle used for space travel. 所以就是太空船的意思哦。加一个 ship, 就船嘛 ,space 太空加起来就是中文的太空船。所以 Ender 一直以来控制的太空船都是真人驾驶的。
Right, okay. So we could also use maybe the word rocket. A rocket. What's rocket in Chinese?
火箭或者是也是太空船类似那种太空船有看到的东西。
Okay, so lots of things. We can put satellites,、mm-hmm. we can put、space stations,、mm-hmm. all these things into space. So all of those things could be described as spaceships, but、mm-hmm. spaceships are usually when people are traveling、mm-hmm. in them. All right, let's continue on in the article. It says, now he has wiped the aliens' army out. Remember that phrase,、mm-hmm. wipe something out,、mm-hmm. Aliens are gone, their、yeah. planet is gone, the army is gone. Not great news for the aliens, I guess.
Yeah.
And this also leads to another thing. Now, we did say earlier that Ender doesn't really feel good about、yeah. this when he finds out. And that's why we say this. Ender doesn't want to live on Earth anymore after the war. So he makes his way to some planets where the buggers used to live.Okay, we saw the phrase make one's way to in that sentence. Ender makes his way to another planet. Now, when you make your way to a place, you go toward that place. We often use this phrase to show that the journey to that place might have been difficult or might be difficult or might take a long time for you to get there.As an example, we could say, my friends are already at the beach, but I will have to make my own way there later because I'm at work now. Now, to make your own way means to get there by yourself, to figure out how to get there by yourself.
So make one's way to somewhere, 就是去前往的意思。那既然外星人的军队呢完全被摧毁，那 Ender 在战争结束后也不想要住在地球了，所以他就决定去那一些外星人 Buggers 以前居住的那个星球。所以 let's use this phrase to make another sentence. 我们可以说 I was in the mood for some beer, so I made my way to the bar near where I live. 我当时想喝点啤酒，所以我就去家里附近的酒吧。
Okay, so Ender has gone to a planet that used to have a lot of, or where these aliens used to live,、mm-hmm. right? Okay, so something's going to happen on this planet, and it says here in the article, on one of them, Ender meets the last bugger queen. Okay. Now, I feel like
it's going to be a love story.
Well, maybe, I don't know, we don't talk about that, but I feel like because we're calling it the bugger queen,、mm-hmm. this is like...an alien ant race, or like an alien bee race. And I think that must be where the word bug comes、yeah. from, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so we know that ants and bees, they have a queen and they protect their queen.、Yeah. And here he's meeting one of the queens on one of these planets.、Mm-hmm. Now, he learned a lot、
yeah.
in command school, and that has helped him now, because here in the article it says...One of the games he played at battle school allows him to communicate with her. So what we're saying here is that he knows how to talk to the queen.、
Yeah.
Maybe he speaks their language、mm-hmm. or he knows maybe some polite rules for speaking to the queen or something、yeah. like that. So he is able to talk to this queen and she is able to talk back to him. She says...The queen tells him that the buggers never wanted to kill humans. There we go. There's、yeah. some news for us. Wish we had all known that at the、yeah. beginning of the story. All right. So it continues on to say, meanwhile, humans wanted the buggers' resources and started the war.Does that sound like something humans、
yeah.
would
so do? So we're actually on the evil side. We're the bad ones.
Interesting.、Yeah. All right, let's talk about this adverb, meanwhile. Here, we're using meanwhile to compare two things that happen at the same time, but are very different from each other. Now, the two things we're comparing are the buggers' reason for fighting in the war and the humans' reason for fighting the war. Now, they're different because the buggers didn't want to hurt anybody, but the humans wanted to hurt the buggers and get their resources.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right, here's an example sentence.People in this country are angry about the way the government spends money. Meanwhile, some politicians are using people's taxes to go on expensive holidays because they know the people can't do anything.
Oh, no.
That doesn't sound like a human thing to do either, does it?
So, meanwhile, 就是有同时的意思哦。所以在课文里面也特别强调两种情况的差异。So, now we know that the aliens actually didn't want to hurt us. 就是不想要伤害人类耶。是我们想要去夺取他们的资源。So, I will buy you some new skirts this weekend, but meanwhile, you'll just have to wear your old ones. 就我这个周末会给你买新的裙子，但同时你可能要先穿你旧的。
Okay, so basically the buggers were only fighting back because we started fighting first. Oh, interesting. Okay, so we just learned that the humans wanted the buggers' resources, and so they started the war, while the buggers didn't want to fight at all. That doesn't sound like something humans would want to do. All right, let's learn about this noun, resources. Why did the humans start the war? A resource is something that is found in the earth, like water or chemicals. These things that can help you do things, build things, and help you live, basically. So trees are resources for paper. Oil is resources for gasoline. These sort of things that you find in the earth that help you live. Now, we could use it in an example sentence like this. If we don't protect our resources, they could run out and we won't have any left. All right, it says here, to stop the buggers from dying out, Ender takes the queen's eggs and looks for a planet where the buggers can live in peace. So, you know, first he thought he killed them all. Now he's trying to save them all. Now he's trying to save them from dying out. This phrase, die out, means that something stops existing completely or disappears completely. For instance, we could say, this plant might die out if the climate changes too much.
So, die out 就是绝种消失的意思。那我们来看几个句子。Dinosaurs died out millions of years ago. 恐龙在数百万年前就灭绝了。或者是呢 ,the old traditions are dying out. 旧式的传统正在消失。So that was really a kind act of Ender, right? When he decided to help the aliens to find a new place to live.
Okay, so Ender is trying to save these aliens, the buggers, right? He's looking for a new place for them to live. When you look for something or somebody, you are trying to find a specific thing for your needs. Now, in the article, Ender is looking for certain planets. He wants to find planets where buggers used to live, so he knows they can live there now. Here's an example sentence. I'm looking for a water bottle that will keep my hot drinks hot all day. So I don't just want any old water bottle. I'm looking for a specific one.
Okay, so look for 就是寻找的意思。So we can say she's still looking for her lost child. 她还在寻找她失踪的孩子。或者是呢 I've been looking for my dictionary the whole afternoon and I still can't find it. 我已经找字典找了一整个下午但是还是找不到。
Right. Now, specifically, he's looking for a planet where they can live in peace. Now, peace is a situation without problems, war, or fighting, or other things, okay? When you live in peace, your life is good because there are few problems or things that bother you or make life very difficult. Here's an example. The people celebrated when the war ended because they could finally live in peace again.
所以这是和平的意思。It's a noun, and the adjective form is peaceful. So the people now can finally get back to their peaceful life. 好，那这边呢，我们就可以说啊 ,the restaurant was empty, so I was able to read in peace while I ate. 因为餐厅都没有人，所以我吃饭的时候还可以平静的阅读。Or, he thought that nuclear weapons would be a threat to peace. 他觉得核武会对和平构成威胁。
All right, so now...Hopefully, the buggers can live happily and in peace. I think Ender will probably live with them. He's not going back to Earth now. They just used him too badly or too poorly.
Maybe get married with the queen.
Maybe he'll even marry a queen ant or bee or some strange world they live in the future. All right, we don't know what happens. You might have to read the book to find out fully. But we're going to say goodbye for today. We're going to come back tomorrow and talk about this story and the things we learned about in it. For now, let's go to our For You chat.
For You chat.
So our For You Chat question for today is it ever right to go to war? Or when is it right and when is it wrong?
That is a very difficult question to answer, Chiklin. I'm going to give an answer. It may be the right answer. It may be the wrong answer. This might be a difficult question for you guys to answer too. Remember, it's an opinion. And we learn from opinions. They don't have to be facts. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about opinions, we learn from each other. And we can see how other people think and kind of learn from that. All right? So I guess nobody ever wants to go to war, right? Wars cost a lot of money. They do a lot of damage to people and the environment. And so I can't say that it's ever right to go to war, but when you're being punished for something or you're being attacked for something, if it's not right, then you might feel like you need to go to war. Now, we can look at examples from history, mm-hmm. right? World War II, people went to war to fight against the Germans mm-hmm. and the Japanese because they were killing people mm-hmm. for reasons that we believe are wrong, yeah. right? And so, was it wrong to go to war? I don't think so. Yeah. I think that sometimes it is right to go to war, especially in a reason like that. But is it right to start a war because you want something that another person has? I don't believe so. Yeah. So there are multiple levels to this answer or to mm-hmm. this question. You guys can figure those out on your own. Talk about both questions. When is it right and when is it wrong? And figure this out on your own. Yeah. You'll find that you might have different opinions than other people, and it's a really interesting question to ask. Yeah. All right, that's all the time we have time for today. We're going to say goodbye for today and be back tomorrow with one more part of our article. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Ender's Game. The better Ender does in the games, the harder they become. Ender begins having terrible dreams about the buggers, though. He starts to hate command school. When the final test comes, he uses his fleet to bomb the bugger planet, destroying it. The generals cheer and then tell Ender that the battles were not actually simulated. Ender was controlling real human spaceships as they fought the buggers. Now he has wiped the aliens' army out. Ender doesn't want to live on Earth anymore after the war, so he makes his way to some planets where the buggers used to live. On one of them, Ender meets the last bugger queen. One of the games he played at battle school allows him to communicate with her. The queen tells him that the buggers never wanted to kill humans. Meanwhile, humans wanted the buggers' resources and started the war. To stop the buggers from dying out, Ender takes the queen's eggs and looks for a planet where the buggers can live in peace.
Vocabulary Review.
Destroy. The injury Katie got in the car accident destroyed her dream of becoming an all-star tennis player. Cheer. The audience stood up and cheered for the dancer's amazing performance. Actually, Nancy thought the party would be fun, but actually, it was pretty boring. Meanwhile, the wealthy family dined on steak using silver forks and knives. Meanwhile, their maid ate plain white rice. Resource. Jiufen was known for its rich gold resources in the early 1900s. Peace. The new president has ended the war and brought peace to this region.